Good afternoon, and welcome to the Saskatchewan Roughriders season preview call. Your host is Mr. Lucas Barrett. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. Today is the Saskatchewan Roughriders season preview call. On the line today, we have Chris Jones, Vice President of Football Operations, General Manager, and Head Coach, as well as the quarterback, Kevin Glenn. For the format for this call today, we're going to go straight to Q&As. So, operator, could you please let the media know how to put themselves in line for a question?
Certainly. We'll now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please tip your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel the question, you may press the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register for questions. Thank you for your patience. The first question is from Graham Kelly from Medicine Hat News. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. Chris, a question for you. You've done a lot of mini camps and so forth this year and in previous years. What's a really tough commodity to come up with at these things in 2017?
Anytime you can find a quarterback that, can come out and throw for you and look like he can be a real guy in our league, I mean, that's kind of an oddity. More times than not, the guys have some kind of glaring defect, whether it's accuracy or lack of arm strength or something to that effect. I mean, so that's the toughest position to locate.
A couple of years ago, Wally Buono told me that at their camps, it was really, really hard to find big defensive backs. Is that still the case?
No. I mean, we've had some guys, that have come in, over the past few years. I mean, this year we didn't have much luck finding, the big 6'2", 6'3", DBs. We found the 5'10", 5'11s, but, in years past, we found some big ones.
Chris, all the best this year.
Thank you.
The next question is from Jamie Nye from 980 CJME. Please go ahead.
This one for Coach. So when you look at your offensive line, Coach, what are you thinking about going into camp? Do you need some guys to really step up? Or when you look at what you project as a starting five, are you quite comfortable with what you got?
Well, I mean, we still have some unanswered questions. I mean, whether Clark and Labatt can stay healthy and then who's going to step up and be the right guard. I mean, we're at least decently solid there at both tackle positions. So it's going to be interesting to see exactly, which guys show up.
And is that a spot where you might go three Americans to start?
No, we won't start there. We'll go with the thought that we'll play guard, center, guard will be Canadian, but then after a while, if we need to make that switch, we have the versatility to do that.
And can you comment on the reason you went out and got some of those veteran receivers when we saw some younger guys coming up? Did we over-evaluate to what those younger guys produced, or is this just camp battles to have 10 or so quality CFL players?
Right. Which young guys are you referring to?
Holly, Edwards, Collins, Joe Craig, those type of guys.
Yeah, they did some good things last year, but anytime you can add a guy with the experience that that we added with some of the additions that we had, I don't think you can turn your back on the experience.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Jeff Kiever from CFL.ca. Please go ahead.
Hey guys, thanks for your time today. This question's for Chris Jones, just kind of a follow-up to that last answer there. You brought in Chad Owens and Bakari Grant, and speaking to that experience, why was it important to add a couple of veterans to that already young group?
Yeah, you know what? It's always good to have some type of experience in your group, and last year with all the injuries that we had, we felt like we had ample leadership. But from time to time, because of all the injuries, a lot of those guys weren't there. And it's tougher to be a leader when you're standing on the sideline. So, we're hoping that we added, enough leadership, that if we do run into the same issue, that we will still have at least a couple of guys around that can help be leaders on our football team.
Okay, and if I may follow up, just speaking of leadership, is Chad Owens kind of a different guy as far as being a leader, a guy that sets that bar really high?
Well, I mean, certainly, you know, I've been around him for a while, and, you know, you see what he's accomplished over his career, and the fact that he's a worker. He didn't get blessed with all the size in the world or all the speed in the world, that type of thing, but what he did get blessed with was with a gigantic heart, and we're hoping to lean on that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, you may press star one if you have a question. The next question is from Lee Jones from CTV Regina. Please go ahead.
First question goes to Kevin Glenn. Kevin, how's the getting your head in the playbook, and how ready are you to get things going with training camp coming up in a couple weeks?
Well, I'm pretty excited for training camp. As far as the playbook is concerned, I'm pretty good with it. I mean, we did some things down at minicamp to give us kind of a head start as far as the quarterbacks are concerned with learning the playbook. But I've been in a bunch of different systems, and in the CFL, the routes that we're running are a lot of the same routes. I mean, the verbiage is what's different. So it's just getting used to the verbiage, but I've been getting a lot of help from Coach McAdoo and Jarius as far as transferring over the routes, the route combinations into the verbiage of what we use in Saskatchewan now.
And a couple of quick questions for Coach Jones. Coach, maybe just a quick comment on Mike Edom. We learned today that he has restructured his contract for you guys.
Yeah, you know what? It's a situation where, you know, anytime you can pick up a guy with league experience, but that's also helps you with your Canadian ratio, and he wanted to restructure his deal and stay with us for a couple of years, so we're very fortunate to have him.
And the other question is just wondering about draft picks. Have any of them been signed? And also if anything came out of Cameron Judge's workout with the Houston Texans with the rookie camp.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to wait until, you know, the news comes out on Cameron, let you guys find out about it through the sources down there. But, you know, we've had a couple of draft picks that have agreed to terms, but, you know, nobody's really officially signed that type of thing yet.
Thank you. The next question is from Paul Hill. Please state your media. Your line is open.
Hi, it's hi, Chris. Hi, Kevin. It's Paul Hill, and I'm actually calling you from Marbella, Spain. So the weather's great here. In any case, I wanted to ask Kevin a tough question at the risk of maybe I don't want to embarrass you, Kevin, but you're looking at the team right now. Where do you see the strengths and where do you see the weaknesses? The first part of the question. The second part of the question is, with the team that you see ahead of you now, do you think that you can take this team to the Grey Cup and win it?
You said that you didn't want to embarrass me by those questions? Because it's hard to hear you a little bit. Is that what you said?
I said that, yeah, I didn't want to embarrass you, but I wanted to ask you a tough question. Did you get the two
questions? Oh. Okay. I think I got the questions from you. Your phone's kind of going fading in and out, but I think I got the questions. You said, what are the strengths and what are the weaknesses with the first one, correct?
Yes.
So I think the weakness would, to me, would only be everybody gelling together with a lot of with some new guys and veterans that coach made additions in the offseason to get. I think the weakness would be us gelling together, but I don't think it's a weakness if we all strive for that one goal, and that one goal is to do whatever we can individually to help the team win. The strength, I think, is the fact that we have depth on this team now, like Coach alluded to earlier. Last year, the team went through some troubles as far as injury is concerned. What the coaches did this year is go out and address that concern. And I think that's the strength. The strength is that we're deep at at every position to where if something was to happen as far as injury is concerned, we have that next guy to step up. And then it's not just, you know, first year guys, it's guys who have experience in the league and veterans on in the league too. Now, the second part of the question, I think you said, do I think I'm capable of actually taking the team to the Grey Cup?
Yes, and winning.
Okay, and winning it. Most definitely. I have a lot of confidence in myself. I have a lot of confidence in myself, and I think that the coaching staff has a lot of confidence in me too, or they wouldn't have went out and, you know, and been able to get this deal done as far as me coming, you know, back to Saskatchewan. So with that said, I mean, we just got to go out and play, you know, but I have full confidence in myself being able to lead this team, not just on the field, but off the field too, as far as experience and helping some of the young guys be professional. But at the same time, not one guy is going to do this. It's going to take a team effort from coaches on down to the players.
Well, I, for one, am looking forward to a really exciting season in the new stadium. So I look forward to shaking your hand at the Grey Cup.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We'll see you there.
Thank you. Once again, you may press star one if you have a question. The next question is from Glenn Reed from CBC Saskatchewan. Please go ahead.
Chris, you said earlier that if Brendan Labatt can stay healthy, does that mean he is healthy and good to go for camp?
Yeah, he's good to go.
And how does that make you feel, having him back?
Well, anytime you can have an all-star guard and, you know, that you've got a little bit, you know, better shot of keeping your quarterback healthy and upright. So, lets you get a little bit of extra sleep at night.
And, Kevin, to have a guy like Labatt back protecting your left flank, how do you feel about that?
I feel confident. I mean, like you said, when you have an all-star in Labatt, and this is not the first time I've actually played with Labatt, so we've been on teams before in Winnipeg and then when I was back in Saskatchewan in 15. So I know what the guy brings to a team. And, I mean, it's awesome to have a guy like that standing in front of you to protect you.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you. The next question is from Rob Vanstone from the Regina Post. Please go ahead.
Pardon me. I got a couple of questions for Kevin. If you look at the way football's trending, the last two Super Bowl winning quarterbacks are both 39. Henry Burris won MOP at 40, Grey Cup MVP at 41. Are you just a year or two short of your prime using those ages as a benchmark?
It would take you to ask that question. Short of my prime. No, I think things happen for a reason. And I'm a firm believer in that. And my thing is you just got to take advantage of your opportunity. So this is an opportunity for me to be, and I'm grateful for it, to be put in this situation with this team, with this coaching staff and this, in this market and city. For something maybe, you know, to happen to where you, like you said, older age quarterbacks are winning the championship.
Do you sort of marvel at the way it's evolved longevity wise, which is basically where I'm getting at? I mean, it's just the amount of time the quarterback can play and play at a peak level, it seems to be right around where you're situated now age wise.
Well, I think that says a lot about one, the player. But also about the coaches or organizations still believing in quarterbacks that are, you know, that are up in age. Because I mean, we all know that this game is based on, you know, the new, faster, younger guys. So, but when organizations can still put their trust in a veteran, a guy who has the experience to go out and win for them, and that actual player has to actually still be able to, you know, to be able to perform. You know, they're not just handing out contracts to guys just because they're older in age and experience. You still have to go out and perform. So I think, like you said, I don't marvel at it. I'm blessed to be able to do this, but I know that there's a lot of things on the back end that has to happen in order for me to actually be able to do this.
If I may bother you with one more, I remember 2003 and you and Henry were both backing up here, and now you're both among the top 10 quarterbacks in league history statistically. Does that just sort of show what kind of a strange, winding road this league can be, this game can be?
Yeah, it does. I think so. When you say things like that, I think, like you said, I think the longevity of us being able to play in this league presented the fact that we could be able to put stats and put numbers up like that. But for us to actually start in the same, you know, not necessarily start, but early on in our career, actually be on the same team. I mean, that says a lot about the people, the staff who had us on that team. And at the same time, like I said before, it says a lot about the actual player to be able to withstand, you know, the scrutiny of the position, being able to go out, you know, every year to, you know, to stay healthy and like you said, and put those kind of numbers up. But it is, it's funny. I think, it'll be a great chapter in the book when I'm done to write. The fact that me and Henry were actually backup quarterbacks in Saskatchewan at one time.
Perfect. Thanks again, Kevin.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Ian Hamilton from RyderBill.com. Please go ahead.
Hi, Chris. Just wanted to go back, if I could, to 2016. And, we all know that was the first time you'd missed the playoffs as a coach in this league. What kind of an impact did that have on you and maybe on your approach in the offseason?
Well, any time that you don't reach the Grey Cup, you don't reach the heights that you've had before, that's what you do this game for. It's certainly not the paycheck or anything else. If you're in it for the money, you're in for the wrong reasons. And so, unfortunately, we didn't get where we wanted to be last year. And so you go back to the grindstone, you keep grinding and doing all the things you've always done. And we've won everywhere else, so just keep on grinding.
Do you flush a season like that, or do you use it as maybe motivation or as a learning tool for yourself?
I don't know. It's been a long time since I had a losing season. So, we'll just have to use what we can use and then just kind of, what we can use, we'll utilize, and what we want, we'll get rid of.
Thanks.
We won't dwell on it. We're too, our staff is too positive to sit there and dwell on negatives and feel sorry for ourselves. I can assure you that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time. I would like to turn the meeting back over to Mr. Barrett.
Thank you. We'll do one last round of questions. We have Chris and Kevin here for a few more minutes, so if you have a question, please do so now.
Certainly. You may press star 1 if you have a question. The next question is from Rod Peterson from CKRM Regina. Please go ahead.
Guys, I've got a question about the new stadium for both of you. KG, there's a lot of guys that wish they could open up that stadium that, for whatever reason, aren't getting that opportunity because they're not here anymore. So how does it feel to you to have that opportunity? Does it mean as much to the players as it does to, or seems to the fans?
Oh, most definitely. Like you said, I started my career in Saskatchewan, so I've seen, where this, where the actual stadium has come from. So, being able to open it up and play in it, was one of the things when I first found out that they was actually building another stadium. My thing was, I want to stay in this league long enough to actually be able to play in it and actually experience playing it in front of the home crowd. So, I know a lot of guys would kill to be in our, in our situation and be playing for the Rough Riders right now. So we just have to, we just got to take advantage of, presented in front of us, that kind of stadium, a really, really nice facility, to go with everything else that's positive that's going around the organization. You have to actually, what's the word I'm looking for? You have to appreciate it, and because like I said, other players in the league would kill to be in our situation right now. So we're going to appreciate it and do the right thing.
And Coach Jones, how do the coaches feel about that? Are they as excited as the players and the fans about a new stadium?
Well, I wouldn't say that, we're coaches, right? We know that the building is extremely nice, and it's one of those situations where we're fortunate and the timing's real good to be in this position. But
we've got to concentrate on our football team and then, you know, let the buildings and the stadium all take care of themselves.
Okay, and the fans, as you can tell, are getting impatient. Any message to them or for expectations this year?
Yeah, we're not going to make any bold predictions, you know. I mean, again, that's for other organizations to do. I mean, all we're going to do is tell you that the one promise we can make is that we're going to work and do everything we can possibly do to try to win as many football games as possible. And, you know, we work extremely, extremely hard, and we put our work ethic against anybody.
Thanks for doing this, guys.
Thank you a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Chris Scholes from TSN. Please go ahead.
Question for Kevin. Kevin, your greatest skill may be your adaptability, all the different offenses you've learned, all the different coaching staffs you've worked with. If you go back when you first entered the league and how you had to adapt from the NFL style to the CFL style, I'm thinking about, you know, Vince Young and how he has to adapt. What were your issues of adaptability? What did you find difficult to execute in terms of the rules and the execution of an offense, or what came relatively easy to you?
Well, I was a fan of the CFL before I actually came up here. So I watched, being from Detroit, I watched a lot of games on CBC. So I had an idea. And then in high school, we actually would travel across the border to play Canada high schools, Canadian high schools, and use the Canadian rules. So I was a little bit familiar with the game before I actually came up to it. But some of the things that played a part as far as, I wouldn't say struggle, but it was something that you had to really pay attention to, was the extra man on defense. You know, it was kind of different, because even though it's still football, you're running, passing, tackling, throwing, the style of defenses are a little bit different because everyone's moving and then it's an extra guy on the field. So, that's one thing that I learned early in my career, as far as, quarterback is concerned, is learning what defenses were and what they were trying to do as far as the defense was concerned. The other thing was the actual size of the field, because down here in the U.S., you could make certain throws if a defensive back was so far away from a receiver. But up in Canada, that kind of stuff doesn't always happen. You have to your depth perception plays a big part in making certain throws, especially to the wide side of the field. So that's the other thing, was the actual width and dimensions of the field and being able to make certain throws when you felt a guy was open, but it was kind of tight coverage, and then the actual learning what defenses were trying to accomplish as far as each individual guy on the field, as far as the secondary and stuff is concerned. Was two things that I felt, you know, that as a quarterback coming in early on, you got to pay attention to that kind of stuff and kind of get it down.
Thanks, guys. Good luck this year.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from Lee Jones from CTV Regina. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I apologize. My phone dropped off on my last question. Just Coach Jones, you thrive on having the competition and training camp in all positions, but is there a certain position where you feel that the competition is going to be extremely strong, or it's going to be a tight race at training camp this year?
Well, we're deep at receiver, I know that, and it's going to be, you know, a big time. It's going to be fun to watch exactly who comes to the top in that unit. I mean, because if you go across the board, you know, I mean, there's 15 good names there, and so there's going to be some good competition.
All right. Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Lee.
Thank you. The next question is from Jamie Nye from 980s CJME. Please go ahead.
This question is for Coach Jones. Going way back to November, you talked about your goals this offseason, some of the needs, and you mentioned defensive back. And since then, Otha Foster signed the NFL. Justin Cox has been released. How well do you think that shapes up going into training camp? Is the defensive backfield and that Sam linebacker spot?
Yeah, we had a pretty good offseason. Our mini camp was very good. We added some very good football players. They have a lot of unique talents. Some of them are straight cover guys. Some are more. more, you know, your Sam linebacker types that can blitz and are good tacklers and that type thing. But no, we felt we had a good offseason.
And I've heard you say talk about the Wunderlich test a lot this offseason compared to last year. What is it about the Wunderlich test? Are you putting more weight on that, and why?
Well, we just studied a little bit, you know, some of the recruiting tendencies of other teams in the NFL and the success rates, and we tried to see exactly what they were benchmarking, and that was one of the benchmarks they had. So we incorporated that into our scouting system as well.
Did you surprise some players with the Wunderlich that maybe thought they were done with that through their combine experience?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, even when we do our testing and we do our 40 and vertical and stuff like that, a lot of those guys say, man, it's been forever since I did that, you know. So it catches some of them by surprise.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, you may press star 1 if you have a question. The next question is from Rob Vanstone from the Regina Post. Please go ahead.
Hey, Chris, just a question about your off season and sort of how it evolved. How would you compare it to last year? I mean, a year ago you were almost tearing down and trying to rebuild, and this year you could be a little more surgical, it seems. How would you compare the two off seasons and how they've gone?
Well, I mean, they're similar in the fact that we've been just as busy or busier. I mean, our expectation level every year is to be in the playoffs and win the Grey Cup. And so, unfortunately, we didn't either of those. So, I mean, the urgency to win and win right now is there with our staff more so than it is for anybody. And so we've continued to grind and try to find, because again, the name of the game is to find good players. I mean, good players make good coaches. And, so we've got to try to find as many good players as we possibly can. You know, paying attention to depth is certainly something that we learned last year with all the injuries that we had. And we've got to be able to withstand, you know, two or three injuries at a position.
You mentioned urgency. Do you feel any increased urgency this year coming off a 5-win year, moving into a new stadium, et cetera?
You know, new stadium doesn't have anything to do with it. I mean, win 5 games, it doesn't matter if you're playing in a parking lot, you're not going to be satisfied, you're not going to be real happy with yourself, you know. So, I mean, that's kind of the way that we approach it. And most of our coaches are blue-collar guys, and they didn't go to big schools and stuff like that. I mean, they all they are is winners. And so, you know, our expectation levels are the same regardless of where we're playing football.
Thanks for your time, Chris.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. I would like to turn the meeting back over to Mr. Barry.
Thank you. I'd like to thank Chris and Kevin for participating on the call today. The audio from this phone call will be made available within the hour. The final season preview call will take place tomorrow at 1 o'clock with the Montreal Alouettes. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and thank you for your participation.